Blog Talk Radio.
Defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his/her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, hands-on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks that will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny project, please contact us at climb@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters. A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, tourists, photographers, transportation, hairstylist and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers. A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Sorry about the delay, listeners. The guest today is Nick Paper. Hello, Nick Paper, and welcome to the show. Hello, Nick Paper, and welcome to the show.
I appreciate it. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just waiting for you to call in.
Okay, I'm here now, but it was good.
Okay, all right. Why did you choose to become a rapper?
Actually, I had an older brother in high school, and, you know, he had a little group or whatever, and he used to rap. So, you know, me looking up to my older brother, I wanted to do the same thing. So that's really why I started.
Okay.
My older brother, yeah.
That's your older brother. Did your older brother ever become well-known?
No, he didn't. No, he stayed, you know, stayed local around, you know, around the city or whatever, and they did their thing. But I never got mainstream. So.
Oh, okay. I was just trying to figure out if I heard of his raps and things. All right.
Okay.
Have you always rapped? Has that always been something you wanted to do, or did you get sidetracked with another career?
No, actually, like when I was, you know, when I was little, I was always the kid in front of the TV, you know, singing along to all the videos or whatever came on in the morning, you know, if I went to school, things like that. So, you know, I pretty much always probably wanted to be an entertainer, you know, something like that, you know, so I always wanted to, you know.
Okay. Who has influenced your career the most?
When it comes to maybe other rappers, you mean?
Both. Other rappers, and you already said your brother, so rappers.
Right, right. Probably T.I. is one of the favorites, Jay-Z, Nas, you know, I really listen to everybody. Really, everybody influenced me, you know, because there's so much, you know, new talent out there. So, you know, I get a lot from everybody.
Have you ever met any of these people that you just named?
Of course. Yeah, I met T.I. maybe like a month and a half ago. We was at a sports bar. We was watching a Falcons game or whatever. And he tried to get me to take a bet. But I wasn't going to take the bet, you know. They was down, so, you know. Which, yeah, I met a couple people. I met a lot of artists that, you know, I like to listen to. So, you know, it's all good.
Now, who has influenced your career the most? When I ask that, I'm asking, is it someone besides your brother who's influenced you? I know you said you like everybody, but who influenced your style the most?
My style.
Is your style all your own?
I don't know. I mean, I have to probably say, you know, along with the guys I listen to, but I really just say my producer, guy go by Squat Beats. You know, we've been making music since we was teenagers, so we, you know, he would work off me, out my energy, I would work off his, and, you know, we developed our own sound, so I'd probably say him, you know, and that's who I still do music with, so probably Squat.
Okay. Who do you admire the most within the hip hop industry or the rap industry?
Let me see. I mean, I really can't like pinpoint on just one particular person, you know.
Okay.
But you know, Jay-Z and Tip, you know, them two big influences, because you know, just as black men, you know, to come up and do what they did, you know what I'm saying, and be successful in transitioning and doing, you know, everything else that they do from liquor to clothing lines, you know, it'll probably be those two at the most, you know.
Okay. What separates you from the other artists in your field? What's unique about you?
What's unique about me? Mm-hmm. I think what's unique about me is that I don't, per se, target a specific audience. I think that a lot of guys out there now, they target a specific audience. But me, I think that I can reach, you know, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, not just women from this age to this age, or, you know what I'm saying, guys in the hood, or, you know, I think I can, you know, give a little bit to everybody. You know, I think that's what separates me. You know, I want to bring back the music, you know what I'm saying, that caters to women, too. I don't want to just be, mixtape world star rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I'm
Okay.
I'm just going to talk to everybody.
Okay. Do you write any of your lyrics?
I write all my lyrics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's
I bounce off, you know, my producer, you know, we bounce off each other, you know, and then, you know, I got, you know, my partners will be in the room together, you know, I'll be like, you know what I'm saying, they'll throw something at me, maybe a line here, a line there, but, you know, for the most part, maybe about 90%, I write about 90% of my lyrics, so.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. So you write your own lyrics, so that's good. Is this your first CD?
No. What CD is that? I'm actually in the process of working on a new mixtape I'm going to put out. But I do have Cash the Plastic out. I put that out Valentine's Day of 2011. So that's still out. You know, that's still out there. And I got some videos or whatever. Put on Worldstar, all the blogs, whatever. So y'all can go check that out, newpaper.com. But, no, this will be my second project that I'm working on right now.
It's your second, okay. So what's going to make this CD different than the first?
I think you can tell musically that I've grown and matured. And also, you know, when it comes to my lyrics, you know, when I put my first CD out, you know, I was having fun, you know, it was, you know, money, you know, the women, the cars and clothes, you know what I'm saying, just having fun, but you know what I'm saying, you go through some things, you can get a little deeper, so with this project, I'm going to go a little deeper and give a little bit more of me, you know, a little personal side.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so this CD is a little bit on the more personal side.
Right, I'm going to get a little deeper.
And a little deeper.
Okay,
that is great that you write your own music, and you probably will be around a long time, probably as long as Jazzy and all the rest of them, because you are talented.
I hope so. I appreciate that love. I hope so. That's what we're reaching for.
That's good. That's real good. Are there any films that you have acted in? Are any future films that you will be doing?
Not at this moment. You know, coming up, you know what I'm saying, grinding all these years that I've been doing it, I've been on set of some independent films, a film called Six of Regret. I don't know if it ever got finished. I know we stopped filming. I know we shot the trailer to it, actually, but we had stopped filming that, so I don't really know what happened with that, but, you know, nothing serious. So I'm just, you know, focusing on, you know, my music and everything that come along with that. So, you know, I'm pretty sure it's in the works for the future, but right now, you know, I'm just doing the music thing, you know.
Do you have any videos?
Yeah, I got some videos out. I got Cash the Plastic. All of them off the Cash the Plastic mixtape. So I got Cash the Plastic. I got Upset featuring Big Juvie. It's my boy from my hometown. He's St. Louis, too. And DTS, produced by my boy Scott Chris Andrews, Ultra B Boys.
Okay.
So we world star. Yeah, we world star all along, you know. Bossa. You know, you find them anywhere, really. You know, YouTube, NickPaper.com again. So, yeah, they out there. They are out there.
Okay. My next question is, are you recognized when you go out in public? Do people recognize you?
Now, yeah, they do a little bit more than they, you know, they have. I mean, in my hometown, you know, and around.
I mean, do they come up to you?
Like,
I have your autograph.
Actually, I was at a. That's funny you say that. Maybe a month ago, I was in the store and a little girl came up to me and she was like, "You make paper or whatever." I sent your videos and, you know, she asked for my autograph, and I was in Atlanta maybe last summer, and a girl came up to me and asked me for my autograph. So, you know, I get it from time to time. So, you know, people are starting to recognize me a little bit more. You know.
Okay.
So I guess so, yeah, a little bit.
So it's not gotten to the point where they're chasing you, huh?
Nah, I ain't got friends yet. Nah, not a friend yet, but you know.
Okay.
We don't get there.
All right. So you are beginning to become recognized. So that's a good thing. That's a real good
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. For sure. For sure.
So we're going to go to break right now.
All right.
And I'm going to give you time to rest up. I'm going to come back with more questions, okay?
All right. Sure.
All right. Thank you.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
Okay, I've got somebody that's to ask you certain questions here. So I am. You've got some fans here.
Okay.
So.
Hello, Marcel. What's up? Can they hear me?
They
what's
asked
up? What's
me
up
to ask
it?
You, who would you like to work with in the future?
I mean, as of now, I probably want to work with it's not too many, really. I really want to work with, you know, whoever want to work with me. If I had to say somebody right now, I'd probably say Meek. You know, Meek Mill. You know, I like a lot of the young guys that's coming out. You know, like Kendrick and ASAP. You know, young guys that are doing their thing. So, it'd probably be them. But you know what I'm saying? I just want to work with whoever, you know, want to work with me. If we got that, you know, we share that positive energy together, we can go do whatever. You know what I'm saying? Especially if some money involved. So it's all good.
Okay, all right. So, you are on the verge. I'm gonna say that you're on the verge of becoming a major hip hop artist. How does this make you feel?
It feels good, you know. But you know, I'm still working. You know, it's a process. You know, it don't come easy. You know, and, you know, a lot of guys get on different. You know what I'm saying? But it's been a grind. That's for sure. So. You know, when I do get where I'm going, you know, all the hard work, you know, it's going to pay off, so it's going to feel real good. So I'm just, you know, I'm excited, you know what I'm saying, but you know, I'm just staying focused, taking it, you know what I'm saying, one step at a time.
Okay. They also asked me to ask you, who are you signed with?
I'm signed with Chalk Control. I Dirty Haze, the third.
Okay.
Chalk Control Records, yeah, that's who I'm with.
Okay, all right. Will you be on tour soon?
I'm doing shows, not necessarily a tour, but I am doing shows. I got a show coming up on the 22nd at Club Manor in Athens, Georgia, with Machine Gun Kelly. I just had a show on the 7th, Kendrick Lamar's After Party. It was also at the Manor Athens. So I'm just, you know, just doing shows, you know, people booking me in. You know, I'm just doing my thing, but not necessarily a tour, not yet, but it's in the works, though.
Okay. All right. So, you like I said, you're on your way to becoming a star.
Right.
That's without a doubt. You're on your way to being nationally known, possibly even worldwide known. So, does it make you nervous?
Nah, none at all. Nah. I really don't get nervous. You know, I've been doing this for so long, you know, I feel like, you know, it's really what I'm supposed to. I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So you know, you not should be nervous when you doing what you're supposed to be doing. So, not really. Maybe I have a couple butterflies going before I go on stage. Once I go on there, you know, and start doing my thing, you know, and I go away. So nah, I don't be nervous.
Okay, tell me about your single.
My single, Double Time. Yeah, Double Time, just put it out. Produced by Squat Beats, who I just mentioned. And actually, I co-wrote it with my boy, Keith Brown, you know, formerly known as JR Get Money. He used to be Sonic Grand Hustle. He did the Show Goes On by Lupe. He wrote that. So me and him went in the studio. We did our thing. I got a couple other records with him too coming up. So, but yeah, Double Time. It's all right now, you know. It's a club banger, you know. Feel good record. So, you know, we gonna see what to do.
Okay, what is the largest crowd that you rock?
The largest crowd?
Yes.
That I brought. I can't really say I haven't really had my own show yet. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. You hear me? I ain't had my own show yet, but the largest crowd that I probably was in front of the Manor when I was just Kendrick Lamar's at the party, and that was maybe 2,000,
mm-hmm.
1,500 people, you know, something like that. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty the largest.
Have you opened for any other entertainers or rap artists?
No, I did the Core DJ convention last summer. No, 2 summers ago. I did that. I did a couple performances at SIUC, Carbondale, Southern Illinois University. The Manor. But those are probably the pretty biggest shows that I've done. You know, everything else was a grind. You know, I probably did like open mics or something like that, you know, coming up, you know what I'm saying, going from, you know, club to club doing my thing. But, yeah.
Okay. Tell me how you got signed. Who discovered you, and what was it like being discovered?
let me see. Discover. I don't know about discover. Well, it's kind of crazy how it happened because my former manager, go by DP, we went down to Atlanta. This is when I had a. It was kind of a demo. It was a mixtape, you know, but it was really like a demo. When we came down to Atlanta. And he had a friend that worked in the club, and his friend gave a CD to a guy named Felix Donnell, and he actually played my record on accident.
Oh.
He played it. Yeah, he played it, and he loved it. And then he set up a meeting with Coach K, and Coach K is, he managed a lot of guys. I know he messed with Gucci. I know a girl named Muffy. He, you know what I'm saying? He do his thing. He's well-known. Jeezy, you know, he was Jeezy when he first came out or whatever, and that really didn't work out. So then he introduced me to Ike. So he told me to go to Ike's pool party. He always said that I was running around the pool, and he was like, "Who is this little kid running around the pool? You know, I look younger than I am, you know."
Oh, okay.
He was just looking. He's like, "Who is this little? You know what I'm saying? Who is this little dude running around the pool, kid? You know what I'm saying?" So I was at the pool party. I met him, and then later on that night, I gave my CD at the W downtown, and he seen me. You know, I had to fit it on. I was, you know what I'm saying? I was in my tie, so he said he liked it. He played the records, and he said he loved it. He went to sign me in Squad, so it was a wrap after that.
Okay, well, Nick Paper and listeners, we're going to play Nick Paper's single, Double Time.
Double
How's
time.
That sound? Sounds great, huh? Okay, let's go ahead and listen to your rap.
Let's do it.
Paper, yeah. Straight up. I mean, I don't know what these folks out here doing, but the kid on his double grind, yeah.
As soon as I hear that, my folks on the way. I know they ain't gon' play, got good all day. As soon as I hear that, my chick just in town. I'm about to go super, got a big house downtown. As soon as I hear that, yeah, I'm on his double time. I'm on his double time, never on his double grind. Be lying if it ain't about a check.
playing some faces. I ship it off in them cases. Soon as I hear that, my folks on the way. Like 2-3, got two traps and two D's. Take a double L if you snitch. Got double mints in the double tree. By twin piece, they love me. I'm Gucci down, that double G in a double S, and I'm whipping. My wrist whipping. I got it dripping, swag dripping. I'm steady flipping. That David Yerman glitching. My palms itching. That money coming and you wishing. I know you wishing. You know I'm getting it. I'm double cut when I double up. 2-0 when I huddle up. My pole is slowing and bubbling up. Flow cold, better bundle up. Double up like Macy. Got a pocket full of Ben Franklin's and faces. I ship it off in them cases. Soon as I hear that, My folks on the way. I know they ain't gon' play. Got good all day. Soon as I hear that, my chick just touched down. I'm about to go scoop up. Got a penthouse downtown. Soon as I hear that.
Just finished listening to Nick Paper, his single Double Time, he's a rap artist that is signed with Isaac Hayes III. Okay, what do you think about the whole Molly thing?
The whole Molly
thing.
I really don't know, you know. I mean, to my knowledge, you know, Molly is, you know, a drug, you know, that you use. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if it's when it comes to the music, you know, if it's fun and it's positive, it's cool, you know, but I wouldn't, you know, I don't know about, you know, using the drug and being addicted to it and, you know, the negative side of it. But, you know, as long as it's positive, you know, and it's shedding that light, then it's all good, you know.
Okay. You have a really great single. I like it a lot.
Appreciate that.
Okay. So I know I asked you, had you been in any films? Have you been on any television shows?
No, not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
Okay. All right.
It works, though.
Why do you think your hood has not been represented properly?
You said, why do I think my hood ain't been represented properly?
Yes, why do you feel like your hood is not getting represented properly?
It really hasn't been anybody to represent. Has gotten a chance to represent, you know what I'm saying, where I'm from properly. You know, I'm from the east side of St. Louis, you know, and that's in Illinois. It's not in Missouri. A lot of people might not know that, you know. St. Louis is in Missouri and we're in Illinois, and it's actually totally different. So, you know, Nelly and Chingy and those guys, you know, they in St. Louis. They ain't from where I'm from. You know, I mean, it's all love. You know, I even got family that lives in St. Louis, but it hasn't really been anybody, you know, except for my boy Frisco Kane, you know, and we've been grinding it out together for a minute. Not together, but, you know, we've been coming up. But, so, you know, he's doing his thing, and I think he's doing his thing, and, putting on for the city, you know, and giving it, shedding good light on it. But besides him, you know, it really ain't been, you know, nobody to do that. So I'm just trying to, you know, shed that light on it too, I think me and him would get the job done, me and Fresco. So it's all good.
Okay, I know you've you told me a little bit about Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And that you were recognized there. Are you recognized in your hometown?
Yes, man.
Definitely,
I left the grocery store. Most definitely. But damn near everybody in, you know, East St. Louis knows who I am.
Okay.
You know, when it comes to the music, you know what I'm saying?
That's great.
Yeah, so,
okay.
It's getting
there. Are you, can I ask this question? I hope I don't offend you. Are you related to Isaac Hayes?
No, I'm not, no relation.
Oh, okay. All right.
Isaac Hayes III is related to Isaac Hayes, so I can take it out.
Okay.
But nah, me and him, nah, we ain't got no relation. That's just my, that's the big homie, man. That's my big bro. You know.
Okay.
So, nah.
Well, yeah. Your single is dope. I really like it.
Appreciate
and
I
know there's gonna be more to hear from you in the future.
Okay.
Yeah. So, how have the ladies been treating you since you've been on the scene?
How have the ladies been treating me?
Since you have been on the scene.
I mean, to be honest with you, I didn't always got love from the ladies, you know, before and, you know, since I've been on the scene, I guess, part of say. But, you know, I always got love from them. You know, I really feel like that's my core audience, you understand? So that's why I said I want to bring back, you know, the making music for, you know what I'm saying, for women, you know, because everybody who are now, they want, you know, most of them want to be all hard and, you know, want to be the tough guy, you know, and that's cool, you know what I'm saying, sometimes, but you know what I'm saying, I want to do something for the ladies, so, you know, they cool, you know, I always had a good relationship with the ladies, so we good to go on that.
Okay, all right, so, So the ladies love you. You've never had a problem with the ladies. All
yeah,
right, there's nothing wrong with that. So we're gonna play your single again, and then we're gonna come back and finish the interview. Okay.
All right. I'm here.
Hey, yeah. Straight up. I mean, I don't know what these folks out here doing, but the kid on his double grind, yeah.
As soon as I hear that, my folks on the way.
Coming and you wish. wishing, I know you wishing. You know I'm getting it. I'm double cup when I double up.
Yeah.
2-0 when I huddle up. My pole slowing and bubbling up. Flow cold, better bundle up. Double up like Macy. Got a pocket full of Ben Franklin's and faces. I ship it off in them cases.
Soon as I hear that. My folks on the way. I know they ain't gon' play. Got good all day. Soon as I hear that. My chick just touched down. I'm about to go scoop up. Got a penthouse downtown. Soon as I hear that.
Listeners, we have Nick Paper on Show Talk with Angela Butler, and we're going to continue the interview. Nick Paper,
would you like to collab
with any R&B legends? If so, who?
R&B legends.
Mm-hmm.
When you say legends, who you mean, like Anita Baker, like
yeah.
that? You mean like maybe kind of like Jill Scott or? Music Soul Child, you know, something like around that.
That's who you like to collaborate with?
Actually, yeah, I wanna do some of Music Soul Child, maybe eventually. Jill Scott, she one of my favorites. But I think that's it for right now. You know, I don't want to go too left field on them. You know, not just yet. But yeah, that'll probably be it for right now. When it comes to, you know, the soulful side of R&B that you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you ghostwrite?
Do I what now?
Ghostwrite.
Ghostwrite.
Yes.
No, I don't. I do write. And I have done some R&B tracks, a few of them, but I've not really, you know, particularly ghostwritten for, you know what I'm saying, for a particular artist or nothing like that. So, that's it.
What about groups like Silk, Nicks, or R. Kelly, singers like that?
Oh, of course. Yeah, if I had the opportunity, of course, I'd love to. If I had the opportunity to work with any, you know, anybody who's, you know, been successful and, you know, contributed, you know, in a big way to
okay.
to the business, you know, I'd love to do that anytime.
Okay. How can we find you, your CD and things like that? If somebody wants to go see you perform, where would they go to?
You can go to nickpaper.com. Everything on nickpaper.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Nick Paper. Everything with me is Nick Paper. The only thing that's different is my Instagram, and it's nickpaper_. It's NICPAPER. That's YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everything, Nick Paper, nickpaper.com. So you can go
also?
You said what now?
YouTube also,
yes, ma'am. Yeah, hey. Yeah.
All right. So they can go to your page, your website, or they can go to Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube. Okay.
All right. Google, live mixtapes,
yeah.
Boston, everything. On Smash, you know, I'm pretty much everywhere. So, you know, check me out.
All right, listeners, we still have Nick Paper in the building, so stay tuned in. Don't give up on the show yet. So your next CD, you say you're working on your CD. Are you allowed to talk about the next CD, or is it confidential?
It depends on what we're talking about.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we can talk
okay.
about it.
Okay, what's
up?
Next for you, Nick Paper? What's next for you?
What's next? What's next for me? This the mixtape that I'm working on right now. I ain't came up with a name yet. We ain't had nothing to stick yet. So
with that, and just these shows that I got coming up, you know, and just keep grinding it out and doing what I do, you know, till I get where I'm trying to be. But, yeah, that's pretty much it, you know. Just working and grinding that out, doing that foundational work, you know. You got to have that foundation first. Yeah.
All right. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. Like I said, you're on your way to being very famous, so I'm glad you decided to come on my show. I really enjoyed having you.
Thank you for having me. You know, anytime.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I just got couple of more questions. How old are you?
I really don't want to tell you.
Okay. All right.
I really don't want to tell you. I'll keep it 100 with you, but I don't want to tell you because, you know, I might be in for a high school or in a movie or something, you know.
Oh, okay. I understand that.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm in my 20s, though. I'm old enough to drink
and
in the club.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler, Nick Paper. I look forward to having you back.
Look forward to coming back on. Just let me know.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
All right, so I'll be good.
You too. Have a good night. Right. I'm going to play you single again, okay?
All right.
Hey, yeah. Straight up. Hey, man, I don't know what these folks out here doing, but the kid on his double grind. Yeah.
As soon as I hear that, my folks on the way. I'm about to go super. Got a penthouse downtown. Soon as I hear that, yeah, I'm on it double time. I'm on it double time. Never on it double grind. Soon as I hear that, yeah, I'm on it double time. I'm on it double time. Never on it double grind.
I got money all in my life. Boy, I'm out here grinding. Girl, don't waste my time. Cause I'm out here and I'm shining. These streets about respect. And you fake news, be lying.
My show. I really appreciate it, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Good night, everyone.